working at the Reno Club, her bass, she kept time. Crazy little women at the corner of Vine. Big Joe Turner, Mary Lou and McShann. Parker, Prez, and Biggie, that's a hell of a band. It's the 12th Street Jump, where all the cats are doing just fine.
Welcome to an archive edition of 12th Street Jump, Public Radio's weekly jazz, blues, and comedy jam. I'm your host, Pete Weber, and this week, we take you back to 2011 to celebrate the birthday of Vibes legend Lionel Hampton with our special guest, Peter Schlamm. Dr. Pearl offers up some sage advice, and the gang plays So What's Your Question? It all happens this week on 12th Street Jump.
And now, please welcome your 12th Street Jump hosts, Pearl Red Shoes McDonald and Pete No Red Shoes Weber.
Good evening, everyone.
Good evening, everybody. It's good to have you with us again tonight.
Yeah, do you think my shoes play well over the radio?
Perfectly. Just as good as my looks. I look good on the radio. Real good.
I, you know, I just have to say, I have brightened up my feet and my whole attitude because spring is up on us.
Yes, it is.
People are getting in shape for the summertime.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, I actually read something where they say that water is not the best thing to drink after a workout.
Really?
So what do you guys think it is?
I think, you know, like something with electrolytes, you know, like a Recharge or Gatorade, something like that. You know, something to build up your electrolytes.
Mm. I think mocha chocolate. Mm.
You know, I bet since we're talking about it, something weird like unicorn blood or...
Huh. Well, I'm going to have to tell you, those are not the answers. It turns out that the best thing to drink after a workout is beer.
Hey, so I can work on a six-pack while working on a six-pack.
That looks more like a pony keg, but anyway.
Hey.
Before we get to our feature artists here, Joe, Tyrone, and Mike with the Kansas City Classic from the Benny Moten Orchestra, Moten Swing.
Thank you.
This week, 12th Street Jump celebrates the birthday of vibraphonist Lionel Hampton. Born in Chicago, Hampton played in the Chicago Defender Newsboys Band. He made his way to California in the late 20s, where he landed a gig with the Les Height Big Band and began practicing the vibraphone. When Louis Armstrong came to L.A. and hired the Height Band, Satchmo asked Hampton to play vibes on a couple of songs. So began his career as a vibraphonist, popularizing the use of the instrument in jazz.
In 1936, Lionel Hampton moved over to the Benny Goodman Orchestra. In between that popular dance band set, Hampton played with Goodman, piano player Teddy Wilson, and drummer Gene Krupa, expanding the Benny Goodman Trio into a quartet. Those ensembles were among the first racially integrated jazz groups to record and play before a national audience.
In the 40s, Lionel Hampton started his own orchestra. And over the years, his sidemen read like a who's who of jazz. Dizzy, Mingus, Wes Montgomery, Clifford Brown, Illinois Jacket, and Art Farmer, just to name a few. Quincy Jones arranged and Dinah Washington and Annie Ross sang. Hampton led his band until 2001, receiving many prestigious awards, including honorary doctorates, a National Medal of Arts, and a star on Hollywood's Walk of Fame.
We are going to spend the next hour playing some of the tunes that made Lionel Hampton famous. To get that done, we are going to need a great vibraphonist, and that would be tonight's special guest. He came a long way from St. Louis, Mr. Peter Schlamm, ladies and gentlemen.
Welcome to the show, Peter.
Thanks a lot for having me.
Pete and Pete, finally.
Exactly.
We meet. Well, have you always been a Lionel Hampton fan?
I have. In fact, Lionel Hampton is why I started playing this crazy instrument over here.
Really? So when did you hear him for the first time?
I heard him when I was 10 years old. My dad played the record and it caught my ear right away.
Now, do you recall which song it was in particular? Or?
It was actually his signature song, Flying Home, which we're going to conclude the show with.
Oh, so you get to play it tonight?
Yeah, that's kind
full circle.
Special treat for me.
Oh, that's too cool. I can't wait to hear you now. When you were that young here in Lionel Hampton, what did you get drawn to him by? What was it in his sound that drew you to him?
Well, he just has a great spirit when he plays, you know, and I think it caught my attention right away. That there was something special in his music, and it just made me want to do what he did.
Now, as an older, more educated musician, do you still feel those same things that about his music that you like?
Yeah, I still think his music is extremely relevant to jazz today. And as a vibraphonist, I really admire the fact that he was the pioneer on this instrument. He took the first recorded solo in 1930, and that really started this whole tradition.
Cool. Now, back in St. Louis, you're a student, I'm told?
Well, I actually graduated from the New School in New York last spring, 2010.
Hey, a graduate! All right.
So, yeah. And after spending 4 years in the city, I moved back to St. Louis. So I now currently live there, but I travel quite a bit back and forth to the East Coast as well as Kansas City and other places.
Well, we're blessed to have you here with us tonight. Why don't you get over there and start playing some music?
All right. Sounds good.
Hey, Joe, what are we going to start with?
This tune by Gershwin, judging by the many times that Lionel Hampton recorded it and undoubtedly performed it. It was one of his favorites. This is called The Man I Love.
Thank you. Peter Schlamm, everybody. And now for you jazz and blues fans looking for some good advice, 12th Street Jump would like to present our very own Oprah, Montel, and Judge Judy all rolled into one. If Dr. Pearl can't help you overcome your problems, hey, at least the band sounds good.
The doctor knows you better than you know yourself.
A resident psychologist will fix your mental health.
If you got issues that cause you a conniption,
don't count on Dr. Phil, just take my 12th Street prescription.
Dr. Pearl, Dr. Pearl,
step right up, your doctor's in.
Dr. Pearl, Dr. Pearl,
is your patient's wearing thin?
Dr. Pearl, Dr. Pearl,
notify your next of kin. Your trouble's about to be gone.
Okay, Dr. Pearl, our first letter is from Katie C. in New York. Katie C. in New York writes, "Dear Dr. Pearl, lately the people around my office have been singing Anchors Away. I'm not a sailor, so I think it means I'll be out of a job soon. I really don't mind because the desk I have does nothing for my legs. I'm actually looking for a new job, something where I don't have to be so perky. So, Dr. Pearl, are you retiring soon?"
Wow. All right, Miss Katie C. No, I'm not planning to retire soon, but I have to tell you, things are looking a little different, so I'm going to help you out. Your job is over, hosting the evening news. But you don't mind it, Katie, because, well, that desk just hides your shoes. You're pretty perky. That puts you in a box. The only job that's right for you, Sarah Palin took on Fox.
Dr. Pearl, Dr. Pearl.
Yo, your perspectives aren't big.
Dr. Pearl, Dr. Pearl.
It's time you try to wig.
Dr. Pearl, Dr. Pearl.
Why don't you take over Regis Philbin's gig? Why don't you do it today?
That's right, coming after your job. Our next letter is from a Mr. Big Boy somewhere in Africa. He writes, "Dear Dr. Pearl, I lost a presidential election last November, and ever since then, people have been telling me I should leave office. Hey, that never stopped George W. Bush. My buddy Momar tried to help by distracting the United Nations, but that didn't work either. Instead, you know, I got arrested by the French. The French! I thought they only made cheese and acted snotty. Can you help me out of this?"
I'll do what I can. Here we go. You got yourself in trouble. That cost you the election. Instead of leaving office, you began an insurrection. You're in jail, bag bow. Say goodbye to the Ivory Coast. When those brandy snifters get through with you, you will be French toast.
Dr. Pearl, Dr. Pearl.
Can you spell overthrow?
Dr. Pearl, Dr. Pearl.
How come you're always the last to know?
Dr. Pearl, Dr. Pearl.
Time for you to escargot. Please don't mess with the French.
Dr. Pearl, Dr. Pearl.
Step right up, your doctor's in.
Dr. Pearl, Dr. Pearl.
Is your patient wearing thin?
Dr. Pearl, Dr. Pearl.
Notify your next of kin. Your trouble's about to be gone.
So if you've got problems, stay close, because there's more Dr. Pearl and more 12th Street Jump.
We're back live on 12th Street Jump, Public Radio's weekly jazz, blues, and comedy jam.
Now, besides Lionel Hampton, this week we celebrate the birthday of the great jazz bassist and composer Charles Mingus. Born in Arizona and raised in L.A., Mingus worked with the most prominent figures in bebop, including Dizzy Gillespie, Charlie Parker, Bud Powell, and Max Roach. In 1956, Mingus broke new ground with a mid-sized ensemble he called Jazz Workshop. Impressive new compositions and albums appeared at the astonishing rate of 30 records in 10 years, a pace unmatched by any other musician except the Duke.
Mingus' final project was an album with singer Joni Mitchell, which included Mingus compositions along with Mitchell originals. Wayne Shorter, Herbie Hancock, and Jaco Pastorius all played their talents on this important work.
The music of Charles Mingus is carried on by the Mingus Big Band, the Mingus Orchestra, and Mingus Dynasty, all run by his widow, Sue Graham Mingus. Now, in honor of his birthday, here's a Mingus composition with lyrics by Mingus and Rahsaan Roland Kirk, David and Joe, and the rest of the band on Goodbye Pork Pie Hat.
He put all of his soul into a tenor saxophone. He had this way of talking, 'twas a language all his own. Life story, love and glory, if you listen when he plays it for you. Now listen and listen and dig it. Can't you dig it? Lester Young is playing what he's feeling, dealing and dancing. Now someone might have told you Lester Young is out of style, but I am here to tell you praise is happening now. Life story, love and glory, if you listen when he plays it for you. Now listen and listen and dig it, dig it. Lester Young is playing what he's feeling, dealing and dancing on of his soul into a tenor saxophone. He had this way of talking, 'twas a language all his own. life story, love and glory. If you listen when he plays it for you, now listen and listen and dig it. Can't you dig it? Oh, Lester Young is playing what he's feeling, dealing and dancing. Now someone might have told you Prez is out of style, but I am here to tell you Lester Young is happening now. Life story, love and glory. If you listen when he plays it for you, now listen and listen and dig it. Can you dig it? Yeah, I dig it. Oh, can't you dig it? I yeah, dig it. Can you dig it? Lester Young is playing what he's feeling, dealing and dancing on. Oh.
As a public service, 12th Street Jump presents a roundup of today's top headlines. If you think gas prices had a bad week, how about these blues in the news?
Barry Bonds is guilty, but that guy's not a quitter.
Nope.
Barry Bonds may be guilty, but he ain't a quitter. Before he gets hauled off to prison, he'll ask the judge for a pinch hitter.
Bad news for the Obama girls, no matter how hard they beg. Bad news for Sasha and Malia, and it won't help them to beg. I know. 'Cause the budget cut Easter at the White House, so now they'll have to share an egg. Terrible.
For the royal wedding, there's a Princess Kate doll. Just like the royal in-laws, she does nothing at all.
The big countdown has started till Glenn Beck ends his spews.
Go out and have a good week. That's all from Blues in the News.
All right, let's get Peter Slam rolling on another great jazz standard that Lionel Hampton recorded with pianist Teddy Wilson, Cherokee. Thank you.
walk like jazz. You talk like jazz. In a whisper, kind of gruff, like a hipster hanging tough. Jazz. Jazz.
All right, y'all, if you like jazz like we like jazz, you're going to love meeting our next guest. We got a little special surprise for y'all. Winner of this year's American Jazz Museum Life Achievement Award, this little lady sang with Lionel Hampton Band. She's 82 and still making things happen at the Blue Room and clubs around town. Y'all put your hands together for Pearl Thuston Brown.
How you doing, Pearl?
Doing fine, thank you. How are you?
Everything's good. You ever work this room right here?
Yes, I work right here in this room and in the lobby, too.
And what about the Lionel Hampton Band? You traveled around on a bus, you told me, with 22 guys and you.
Yes.
Of course, they changed their language and so on and took good care of you and really tempered things while you were on the bus, right?
Just the opposite.
Just the opposite, huh? Got worse.
Got worse.
Got worse. What was the best thing about touring him with Lionel Hampton?
Well, I had the chance to go to different cities. I had been traveling all over the United States, but I had a chance to travel more, so I left and went to Tokyo.
Yeah. So what do you aspire to do now in your life? What's next for Pearl?
Just keep playing.
That's like me. Just keep playing, huh? Yeah. How about a nice round for Pearl Thuston Brown? Give her a great round of applause. You know, Pete, we also have a dancer in the house who worked with Lionel Hampton, Billy Mahoney. Stand up, Billy. Say hello.
I know it.
Our honorees this evening. Absolutely. Great to have you with us tonight. Yeah, take your time.
Surrounded by all these wonderful ladies, David.
That's the usual.
It
happens all the time. You know, it's just like you. Just like you.
No.
You know, since I got that job, you know, being the Statue of Liberty guy at that tax place, I get the ladies like crazy. Yeah, it's the guy. You know, I'm the guy out there with the dress on.
I thought you were going to carjack me the other day.
You know, with the crown up like this.
Yeah.
That's a gig and a half, man. The ladies flock after you. You live like jazz.
Oh, my goodness. My goodness. Y'all stay real close because there's more to come right here on 12th Street Junk.
Welcome back to 12th Street Jump, Public Radio's weekly jazz, blues, and comedy jam. Hey, Pete.
Uh-huh.
Did you read about those air traffic controllers who nodded off in the middle of work?
Lucky guys.
What are you talking about?
Wish I could sleep through a flight.
Well, here's something that you won't be sleeping to. This tune was a hit for Lionel Hampton in 1946, reaching number one on the jazz charts. Hey, Baba Rebop.
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 Yes, your baby knows.
Priscilla Brown said, old King Tut, if you can't rebop, keep your big mouth shut. Hey, Baba Rebop.
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 Yes, your baby knows. Mama's on the chair, Papa's on the cot. Baby's in the crib blowing his natural top. Hey, Baba Rebop.
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 Yes, your baby knows. Looking for the cat stole my baby from me. Hey, Baba Rebop.
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 Yes, your baby knows.
Listening at home have no idea that once again no stage can contain Billy Mahoney right there. Now how about this little game to test your Lionel Hampton knowledge? It's a little game that we call
What's Your Question? What's your question? Ask, I'll tell you what, how, far, and when.
It's so What's Your Question, the show that puts the answer first in the question last, just like that Congressman Paul Ryan when he tries to fix the budget. Now, here's your host, the man with all the answers, but none of the questions. Bo Weber!
Good evening. evening, cats and kittens, and welcome to So What's Your Question? David, why don't we meet this week's contestant?
Anything you say, Flojo. She's going to be a princess soon, but her wedding won't be over until the fat Elton sings. She wears Prada glass slippers and likes mirrors that don't talk back. Please welcome Kate DeGreat.
Hello, Flojo.
Hi, it's Bobo. Welcome, Miss DeGreat. You know, is it true that all rulers are exactly 12 inches long?
Oh, no, Mr. Go-Go. Why do you think we invented the metric system?
Okay. Tell Miss DeGreat, David, and the folks at home this week's So What's Your Question categories.
Happy to, Hojo. This week's categories are Hey is for Ba-Rebop, Wash Your Hands After Whizzing, and Vibraphone is not phone sex.
I think I'll try A is for Ba-Ba-Rebop for 50, Nomo.
That's Bobo. The answer is Girl Without a Room. So,
what's your question?
Everybody knows that one. What 1933 musical about a painter featuring Lionel Hampton as himself?
Oh, I'm sorry. The answer is Girl Without a Room. The question is, who gets in free to Charlie Sheen shows?
That's one wrong, Mojo.
It sure is.
Really wrong.
Okay, Kate, why don't you pick another category?
How about Wash Your Hands After Whizzing for 50, Wojo?
That's Bobo. Okay, the answer is Mr. Rock and Roll. So,
what's your question?
Ooh, let's see. What 1957 movie about Alan Freed feature Little Richie, Chuck Berry, and Lionel Hampton?
Ooh, that was this close. The answer is Mr. Rock and Roll. The question is, what phrase will never be used in the same sentence with Justin Bieber?
I'll take Vibraphone is not phone sex for 100.
And that means it's Daily Double Time. Now, if you get this one right, you can come back next week. The Daily Double Time answer is Pennies from Heaven. So,
what's your question?
What 1936 film featuring Lionel Hampton introduced the song Pennies from Heaven?
Judges. Oh, I'm sorry. The answer is Pennies from Heaven. The question is, what are Democrats counting on to save Medicare? And that's all the time we have. Thanks for playing.
So much question. What's your question? Ask, I'll tell you what, have fun and win.
Here's Peter Schlampton to play the Lionel Hampton tune that brought him to the vibraphonist. The vibraphone, the signature tune, Flying Home. That was Peter Schlamm playing a Lionel Hampton tune. That is our show. And for helping us celebrate this music of Lionel Hampton and Charles Mingus, please give it up for Mr. Peter Schlamm.
And that's our show. Thanks to our special guests and the 12th Street Jump Band, Mike Warren on the drums, Tyrone Clark on the bass, and musical director Joe Cartwright at the keyboards. Nedra Dixon and David Bassey supply the vocals, and audio engineer Chad Mize records and masters the show, with help from Chris Meck and Brian McCord. 12th Street Jump is written by Paul Seaburn and the gang, and produced by Ian York for Theater League. It's dedicated to enhancing the quality of life in the communities it serves with a thrill of live music and theater. Thanks to TreehouseDrums.com and KCUR in Kansas City for their help in launching 12th Street Jump. Check us out online at Facebook, Twitter, and all the usual places. And be sure to join us next week for Public Radio's Jazz, Blues, and Comedy Jam. Until then,
I'm Pete Weber, reminding you to check out the live music scene in your neck of the woods, because that's where it's always jumpin'.